Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Derek. Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How are you?
Doing great, Ryan. Great to be with you today.
Yeah, I'm excited to spend these next 15 minutes with you. Let's kick this off by you telling everyone who you are, what you do for a living, and then maybe one or two of your hobbies.
Yeah, so Derek Kenny, I'm the CEO of Good Money Framework, and actually I'm a new CEO as of just about a year and a half ago. I sold my longtime financial planning practice after 25 years. I reached a point where I enjoyed what I was doing, but I recognized there was something more that I wanted to do with this sort of second chapter of my life, if you will, and sold that business and began to launch this to really help dispel the myth that many people feel like that money is bad or that they're not making enough money. And I wanted to be a voice of reason to help them accomplish both of those, but really be able to do more good in the world. So that's what I'm all about. Have a podcast, have a book coming out, but just excited to be with you today and let's see where this goes.
What was it like to sell the business? A, was it harder than you expected or easier? And then B, did you go through a period of being depressed or off because of the change?
Yeah, so to go back, this was July of 2019. Every July, I go on a sabbatical where I take about a week away by myself and I ask myself three questions. First of all, how do I be a better husband? How do I be a better father? And how can I be a better business owner? And those three questions, Ryan, shape that week by myself. And it's a time to think and pray and journal and really just be one with my thoughts. And this particular time, I went into this thinking about some other more national things I wanted to do. And I began to make a list of all the things that I enjoyed doing. And surprisingly, this was actually a shock to me, but being a financial advisor wasn't on that list. It wasn't like I didn't really love it. It just wasn't what I was enjoying to my fullest ability right now. So I called my wife and I said, honey, I think it's time to sell the practice. And I thought, let's build this up for the next 2 years, really increase the value and make sure that it's ready to sell. She said, Derek, you've done this before. You've bet on yourself. If you think it's time, go ahead and do it. So I then began to engage a company that I had used to buy other financial planning practices. I then used them to sell mine. So fast forward, January 15th of 2020, I officially sold the practice. So I was at perfect peace with it. But I will tell you this, in working with clients, when they would retire, I would sense in them some sort of loss of identity. For example, if people didn't like their jobs, they easily retired and left what they had because they didn't like it. But for somebody who really liked the job and liked the relationships and loved the process of really giving back and creating some things, that part has been hard. And so client names still pop in my head every day. But what I find myself doing is, how can I work and live each day to honor what I did for them? Because I helped a lot of them retire and move on to the next. I want to make sure that I'm moving on to the next in a way that would honor what I taught them to do as well.
Yeah, loss of identity. That was a better way of phrasing it. So you would go away for a full month, or would you be at home and just not working necessarily?
Well, it's actually, I go away for a week, but I typically don't see clients at all through the month of July because it's travel time. There's a lot of trips that we do as a family and individually. But I then carve out a week just for myself. And the purpose of that is really to get honed in very, very tightly, really tuned into what is it that I want to do for the next 6 months. But really, for the next couple years, am I putting my energy in the direction that's going to get me to where I want to go? And I had built a really good practice, Ryan. It was nationally recognized by Forbes and other great organizations. But I realized I could continue to maintain the practice. That could have been fine. But to really do the things I want to do nationally and really take some risk to do those things, I would have to sell to really put my back against the wall to make sure that I had to push myself to create this new business. I just couldn't settle for, let's keep both feet on either side of this fence.
Yeah, good for you for taking action, recognizing you needed to make a change and actually doing it.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, it wasn't an easy thing to do. It's funny because people will question you. You know, one of the hardest things I did when I sold the practice was I was committed to call each of my clients individually and let them know of my decision. And many of them were excited. They were thrilled for me. On the other side, people cried. Some people said, "Derek, how could you do this to us? You've been with us all this time and you're going to let us down and not help us retire." One lady jokingly said, "Derek, if you're going to have a midlife crisis, just buy a Corvette. It's a whole lot cheaper." So it was a range of emotions. But what it taught me was sometimes the people who care about you the most, that you think will be there to say, "Go do this, you ought to do this," they'll be the ones to question you at a deep level, some because they want what's best for you, but also in their lives, they may have never taken the risk to do something themselves, and they can't imagine someone else doing that as well. And they want to keep you from the harm that they think you're going to find because they thought they would have found that, and that's what held them back in the past.
Yeah, I think you nailed it there. I think you're absolutely right with that. Let's talk about your morning routine, Derek. What does that look like?
Yeah, so my morning routine, I get up about 6 o'clock in the morning, and there's sort of a selfish interest there because I have to make sure my son is up because often his alarm doesn't go off. So I'm sort of the stopgap to make sure that he's awake. For example, today, this is, on Monday, when I got up, I didn't want to get out of bed this morning, just to be candid. There are days like that where I'm like, I really just want to keep sleeping. But I was able to go upstairs where I have kind of a makeshift gym, pressed my Peloton app. I did a 20-minute weight workout. And so my routine starts off with either a 30-minute Peloton bike ride or a 30-minute Peloton weight routine. Ideally, I do both of those, shower, go up to my office. And this is kind of the funny part, but I will typically have about 5 bottles of water on my desk that I sit there the night before. And what that does is that removes me having to think about go get water to drink. I simply have my bottles of water right there. I also try to write 2 to 3 note cards before I can actually press my keyboard. And so what that forces me to do then is to be grateful, to be thankful, to send note cards to people who I appreciate, admire. They've impacted my life. And so now I'm beginning to win the day. So if I've gotten up, I've done a weight workout, I'm drinking my water, writing my notes, now I'm in a rhythm of getting positive things going. And what I try to do, I like to call it required first, optional second, is what is my hardest task of the day? What's going to burn the most brain cells or require really the most pain I've got to walk through? I've got to do that first, because if I can make progress in that area or get all the way through it, I literally have won the day. The rest of the day is very, very easy and is amazingly even more productive because I've really faced head on some of those, the hardest tasks first.
I love the 5 bottles of water idea because they're looking at you, seeing you're going to want to drink it, and then it keeps track of where you're at with your water consumption for the day. It's very smart.
Well, I tend to be very habitual and, I tend to eat the same thing for breakfast. I've got my bowl of oatmeal, my cup of coffee. I eat the same thing for lunch. I'm a very routine kind of guy, and I get teased about it a lot. But what I find is, and I know you've talked about this before, the subconscious mind likes predictability and consistency in routine. And listen, I don't want to burn my brain that I want to use for highly dollar productive activities on having to make decisions that could change every day, like my breakfast or my lunch. I can just make those decisions and not even let my brain worry about that. Let my brain work on the bigger things that are really going to move my business forward.
Have you always been into personal growth and habits, routines, rituals, going back to when you were in high school or college?
Yeah, it's interesting because I've always been a very regimented person. A little personal note, I was teased a lot as a kid about my nose. We moved a lot around as a kid, didn't have a lot of friendships until about the 6th grade. I moved here to Arlington, Texas. That's my home from that point until now. And so childhood-wise was a little bit trouble just because there wasn't a whole lot of stability there. But what I realized was once I could begin to get into a routine, and again, to establish relationships. And one of the things that I found that really helped me a lot, the way that I got out of getting teased a lot is I ran for class office of all things in high school. So I began to run for class president. And what I realized was it wasn't about me. I was so focused on, Derek, you're the victim here and all these things are happening to you. When I began to help be a voice for other people and focus attention on others, they began to want me to be in these offices because I was representing them. And it just taught me a very, very valuable business principle that if you can make people feel heard and you can help heal their pain points and help them get what they want, you can get almost anything you want because you've helped add value to other people's lives. And so that value added mentality has really guided me as I built this business and sold my last business. And so that's what I would encourage your listeners as well, is to think about how can you add value, because that then adds meaning to really what you're doing every single day. It gives you some purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with that. And I want to add something with the habits. And you mentioned the exercise too. Just a personal story. My family and I just got back from a short road trip, about 10 days, I think it was. I came back and the first couple of days, I found myself kind of in a rut, kind of down a little bit, which didn't make sense because I like my work and I like my life. You know, everything's good. And then I realized, because during the road trip, I was kind of out of my habits and routines. I wasn't exercising as much as I would. My diet was not as predictable with the salads and all of that. And so, you know, for those listening that, you know, maybe you think the habits and it sounds too regimented, but it actually does. I don't know. It creates, I think, like you said, predictability. It makes everything easier. You don't have to think about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, all of that. And so I found, like, for me personally, it helps a lot.
And to your point, I think that's such a great story. If I don't exercise for a couple of days, my body tends to ache a little bit more. And if you've not been exercising, you might think, well, I probably need to rest because my body's aching. But it's actually the opposite of that. I need to go exercise to then make my body feel better. So it's an interesting paradigm shift.
What makes you happy? How do you make sure that you're fulfilled, you're happy every day?
Well, my kids are a big source of happiness for me. Now, that may sound like a trite answer, but how I tested myself on that was if something really exciting happens to me, like if something goes great, or I crush a project, or this interview goes well, or something I'm working on just goes really, really well, how I like to celebrate is with my kids or with my family. And so that really taught me that that's a core value for me. So, you know, I always like to work every day that, hey, if my kids are watching me, or if I'm telling them something, my actions are going to speak far louder than if I'm just telling them something. But one thing that I've learned recently that has really been helpful, so much of my life has been about setting goals and starting new things and trying new things. But there was a book that I read by Marshall Goldsmith called Mojo. And in the book, he talked about a stop doing list. He said so many people start doing new things, but oftentimes successful people need to stop doing the worst things in their life. For example, I'll give you an example. Very personal one. About 9 o'clock at night, I tend to get tired. 10 o'clock at night, we go to bed about 11. So typically around that time, it brings out the worst version of Derek. If my kids are doing something, or I tend to just have a shorter fuse, I get more upset later at night. And so my wife and I have kind of made a deal where basically at 10 o'clock after, and actually it's actually 9 o'clock and after, I try to say as little as possible because it gets me in trouble even less. And so that's on my stop doing list. And so by stopping doing that, I'm seeing better relationships with my kids because there's less of the worst version of dad coming out, if that makes sense.
It does. I mean, I love that. Yeah, everyone keeps a to-do list, but having a stop doing list, that's a great takeaway here.
Well, it's helped me a lot. And it's just a way. I mean, oftentimes when you achieve a certain level of success, you think, oh, I've got to do more and more. But sometimes looking at the opposite of that has been really, really helpful. You know, one of the other things I'll share, and this was when the kids were a bit younger, you know, I would come home from the office and want to know everything that was going on and tell me this, tell me that. My wife finally said, Derek, you're overwhelming everybody. We were actually doing fine before you got home. And so I had to take a little humble pill and just realize, Derek, just kind of ease into this and just hear the tone of the conversation, ask a couple questions, but don't come across like the interrogator, because then your intentionality of you wanting to know more about your family and really develop those relationships are having the opposite effect. And so all of those things I'm learning. So I just call myself a continual work in progress.
These 15 minutes have flown by. I told you they would. But I do have one last question for you, and then we can wrap up with you telling everyone how they can learn more about you. Number one habit that you have, or your number one personal development tip?
Yeah, I would say one of the personal development tips that helps me a lot is I learned many years ago, you know, that there's three buckets. There's the bucket of things I can control. There's the bucket of things I can influence. And there's the bucket of things I can neither influence nor control. And what I've come to realize is that most of my life is in the bucket of what I can neither influence nor control, or what I can influence. But there's rarely things I can control except about myself. I can choose when to get up. I can choose how to use my time. I can choose how to choose what words come out of my mouth. Those are all things I can control, but how people respond to all those things, I really can even barely influence. And so a recognition of that for me has helped me dramatically just be more patient with how I choose to interact with people in our relationships.
That's great advice, Derek. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for everything you shared today, all the takeaways. I'm going to, once we wrap this up, I'm actually going to go grab five bottles of water. So thank you for that. What's the best way that people can reach out to you if they want to learn more?
A great way to keep up with us is on Instagram at Derek T. Kinney, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, the letter T, and Kinney, K-I-N-N-E-Y. I also love to have you join us. Ryan, you've got a fantastic podcast. If you're looking for a number two podcast, go to the Good Money podcast. It's a great way to keep up with us as well.
Great. Thanks, Derek. We'll link those up in the show notes page. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.